Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Sometimes, like, something will happen in sports, and I think, like, wow, maybe it's our year or their year. Like with the Sharks, when nearly, like, three miraculous things had to happen to get to the Western Finals, and the game misconduct against the Ducks and the too many men on the ice from the Avalanche, and then St. Louis, the Timo Meier slaps it in with his hand and it's not reviewable. Like, oh, it's our year. No, St. Louis won the cup. But with the Padres last night, they clinched on a triple play. I mean, yeah. I think, who cares? I don't know. That kind of makes me think. It kind of makes me think that maybe they'll believe. We just clinched the playoffs on a triple play. That's, I don't know. Do you read too much into it? Maybe this shows what a defeatist I am when we, I say as the A's fan, were playing the Reds in the World Series. And the very first pitch of Game 1, Ricky Henderson is at the plate in Cincinnati, and it's a called strike one down the middle. He looked, and I went, we lost. I just had this feeling like, ah, this is all bad. This is all bad. And I know that's kind of lame, but I don't know. Sometimes you can just tell. Now, then again, I remember one time when I was in college, there was a guy who hated me because I was a Raider fan and he was a Charger fan. And he woke up that morning and he was like, the Raiders are playing the Chargers. He goes, this is the day. I feel it. I feel it. The Chargers are going to beat the Raiders. I'm like, what? I feel it. Raiders won. So... I was never that jackass because he said, I hate the Raiders and I hate you too. Actually, I had a PD once who hated me because I was a Raider fan. What did I do? What team am I supposed to root for from the East Bay? And my parents are from Oakland. And my first house I ever lived in was in Oakland. What am I supposed to do with season tickets? Am I not supposed to root for them? Huh? 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 All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's talk to some filmmakers. Come on back.
Can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio. Radio.
All right, speaking of San Francisco, Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of the city and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome filmmakers Roy Power and Adam Weiner. They're here because they have co-directed a brand-new documentary called Art Dealers that is available on demand on October 1st. Adam is also known as Lokut Kani, and this is a documentary about the band. That song you just heard was Rio. Adam, let's start with you. It kind of has a little, going back 20 years, kind of a little Strokes feel to it, doesn't it?
That ain't bad. That I'll take that. Listen, it's rock and roll. So if you like it, I'm happy.
Good. So Roy, how did this thing all come together?
Well, I've known Adam for a few years. We'd make music videos back in 2016 and 2017. And throughout the pandemic, we had both been really thinking about the idea of making a concert movie. I'd been watching a ton over that point of time, and Adam had been doing a lot of social distance performing, and he thought that when we'd come back on stage, it's time to make a great movie. So he called me up, and I agreed, and we pulled the crew together and made the thing.
So Adam, one of the interesting words, because I think it can be interpreted in different ways, it talks about that you have good stage craft. What would you say your stage craft means?
Well, you got to have stage IQ. You know, like you got to have eyes in the back of your head. You got to know what the band is doing behind you, what the lights are doing. You got to know what the people in the front row all the way to the back row are doing, what they need, what the vibe is. And you got to basically be like a short order cook who's saying, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? In order to connect with every single person in the room. You know, some artists, they are uncompromising and they say, take it or leave it. I'm not one of those people. I'm there to please you, to entertain you. And you got to have that stage IQ to know how to please every single person in the room.
And Roy, you know, some people might say, you know, we've been behind the scenes. We've seen documentaries like this. But when you have somebody as compelling and unique as Adam is, I guess that's why this is not one of these cookie cutter, you know, rock shows. This is different, isn't it?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's almost like cheating with filmmaking. You know, my job is pretty much done because Adam and everyone on stage is so incredibly good at performing. You just got to capture it and do it justice. So it was easy for us.
So Adam, growing up, were you the shy kid, and at some point you found your voice, or in kindergarten were you standing on tables dancing and singing?
Oh no, I was shy, and I'm still shy. I'm not shy on stage, but otherwise I'm shy. See, I'm one of those people that I've got anxiety all day long, but when I get on stage, it's gone. Most people, it's the opposite. When they have to speak in public or get in front of people, their anxiety is through the roof. For me, it's the opposite. I feel completely at ease and centered when I'm in front of a lot of people. I don't know why that is. It's always been that way, but you know, that's why I do this job.
It's very interesting. Adam, I'll just follow up. I was reading a blurb. It says that you were plagued by bad luck. What does that mean?
I mean, I've never gotten a break in this industry, and I've never been signed by a label. I've had a bunch of different little fly-by-night managers, been cheated and scammed. You know, the first recording that I ever did in a studio in Nashville, I got scammed out of $8,000. Never heard the recording, never saw those people again. There's so many people in the music business who are out to just get you. And I hit every speed bump that you can hit. And yet I continued to plow forward with my music, try to make a career, and somehow I have squeaked out this little career that I have.
Well, let me just ask you one more question, Adam, because you've had some pretty good endorsements, like the President of the United States and the King of Rock, Elton John. I mean, you do hit people, don't you?
It's funny. Yeah, like, and those have been as shocking as to me as anyone. But, you know, when President Obama put my song on his first playlist, like at that time, I was still a teacher. I still had my day job and the band wasn't doing great. If we played to 50 people a night, that was a good night, you know. And the music business had sort of passed on me. And so when Obama, you know, gave us that nod, that was like, it was just unfathomable. And then Elton John and Bruce Springsteen and Howard Stern and all these different people that have supported the band. I think some of these artists like Elton understand that there are a lot of very talented, struggling artists out there. And that's one of the reasons I made this film, to show that there's more than just Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, and the top 1% of the pop music world. There's a lot of other artists out there who are working class artists and playing in divey bars and little clubs.
Roy, you know, when you do a movie like this, there's the documentary sense where it's just all interviews, testimonials, whatever. And then I remember in high school, I saw Let's Spend the Night Together. It was just a Rolling Stones concert, and that's all it was. It was just the whole concert, and it was a movie. So you want, but the one thing that annoys me when rock documentaries, they'll start a song and I'm getting into it, and then 5 seconds later they fade out and it goes back to an interview again. So you want people to hear the music, but you don't want it just to be an entire concert. How do you sort of draw that line? Like, where's the sweet spot?
I mean, you really got to find that in the editing room. But I went into this movie with the approach of, this might just be a concert film. This might be a Stop Making Sense, mm-hmm. just music, 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 end. When me and Adam went in the editing room, we realized that this could be even better if we add a little more context and behind the scenes clips and interviews. But we both agreed that the music comes first, you know. And when I think of Art Dealers, I consider it more of a concert movie still than a concert documentary. However, those interviews that, you know, me and Adam do provide some really good context for the band, the history of the band, and above all, in my opinion, are great attention grabbers between songs. You know, in the case of Art Dealers, you might get sick of hearing a song after a few minutes, and then bang, you get a behind the scenes clip, you get an interview, and then you go right back to the music. And I really like that structure when it comes to concert movies.
Very interesting. And Adam, just a couple of minutes here. When you're, you know, co-directing this, there might be something with all the hours of footage you get where, you know, maybe it puts you in a bad light. Is it? Did you ever get with Roy and Roy says, we got to leave that in? And you're like, no, we got to take that out.
I think, I mean, there are some very unflattering and kind of embarrassing things in there, but I didn't have reservations about putting it in because, again, I want people to see the grits and the grime, the good, the bad, and the ugly of what it takes, you know, changing our clothes in a porta potty in a parking lot or gigs where I bombed, you know, and you could see in the middle of the film me bombing terribly, which I did for many years. Listen, if you're a stand-up comedian, you're probably going to have to bomb for 5 to 10 years over and over before you start to really hit.
Right.
And that's part of the process, and I wanted people to see that process.
Very cool. Dark Star Pictures presents Art Dealers, directed by my guest Roy Power and Low Cut Connie himself. Gentlemen, congratulations on the film. Looking forward to checking it out.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate you having us on.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, good stuff. Once again, available on October 1st, and we'll listen to another song called Revolution Rock and Roll on the way out.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey, coach.
Yes.
Why don't you quit so we can get us a real coach?
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up next, David Koechner will join us. The Wild West of NIL reared its ugly head today because the UNLV quarterback, Matthew Sluka, says he's done playing for the Rebs, who are 3-0. He's done. He said it was some unfulfilled promises. So, Barry Odom, who the head coach there, he said that Sluka thought he had a market value higher than what he was making here. And so there's a lot of doom and gloom going on with that program. But the on-field leader of an undefeated team that was ranked for the first time in the history of their program with eyes on maybe a CFB bid being in that 12th team, could he do it? He's going to take his talents elsewhere. So Sluka will be a redshirt senior and test the market again. But before playing his fourth game, that means he can keep his redshirt season. And it's unprecedented in its scope, according to anyone who has watched this three-year history of NIL. And the money, or just the allure of it, depending on which side you want to talk to, is, you know, and then the unfulfilled delivery of it is really central to college football right now. ESPN reported that Sluka was promised a minimum of $100,000 from a UNLV assistant coach. And CBS Sports said that Sluka had not gotten one dime. And the crux of this breakdown was the fact that whatever Sluka believed he was promised was not outlined in writing. And he transferred in from Holy Cross. And he was actually someone that a lot of teams were trying to get. And so a source speaking on condition of anonymity said the only money he got was a stipend. And I remember getting stipends. And it's not a lot, really, is it? I think MLB players get $250 a day or something. It's like, are you going to Nobu for lunch? So an NIL agent describes Sluka's camp of not having a written agreement as catastrophic. So Rob Sein, the CEO of Blueprint Sports, which operates UNLV's collective, said that it had not agreed to $100K with this guy. Quote, we were introduced to the agent less than a month ago for the first time, and the agent said he wanted to explore opportunities for his client. We informed that he was not registered with the state or with the school and that he needed to be so. The athlete needed to talk to the coaches directly, and there was a discussion via email about $3,000 a month of recurring payment, and then the agent said, no, we're still discussing. We'll let you know how things progress. Don't onboard, stupid verb, my athlete onto your program yet. And that was it. All of this happens in the span of less than a couple of weeks. We never agreed to $100,000. It was never brought to us. That was what the number needed to be. I'm learning about a lot of this like you guys are. Concludes, the collective is in great shape and we've made every payment that is needed to make and stood up to every obligation we've been contracted to do. Everything we do is contracted. We don't do anything verbally. We have documentation on every deal we do, and there was nothing for this guy. He received $3,000 from us this summer, and that was it. We took care of that. All right, so Sluka is actually a guy from Long Island, and he went to Holy Cross, and he wasn't like getting Cam Ward or Will Howard or Riley Leonard, but he still was, you know, sought after. And if you think about, you know, going 3-0 to get ranked for the first time in the history of the program, a program that had, I think the only UNLV football player I can think of is Icky Woods. Dom, can you think of any UNLV football player? Yeah, Icky Woods is the only one I can think of. Anyway, he did the Icky shuffle. I'm not here to cause some trouble. I'm just here to do the Icky shuffle. So, this guy, head coach Odom, said there was nothing binding him to us other than a handshake deal. And yeah, I'm coming until he gets to campus. And that's the way the rules were at that time. So there had been communication between Sluka's camp, like Roman army, and UNLV to resolve the situation. And that Sluka's agents tried to negotiate with UNLV, including one that said, all right, just give us $40,000 and he'll stay.
Really quick, Randall Cunningham went to UNLV.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Randall Cunningham, great quarterback. I knew it had to be somebody else. Thank you. So, Sluka, this was his announcement. I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program. So, this is just another case of how unregulated promises in NIL can derail a team's entire season. It really does. And if you're mad at Sluka, and it is lame, it's really lame to leave your team in the lurch like that. But on the other hand, he knows he's never going to play in the NFL. And he knows he has this last year to make cash. And now he can go to another school and make cash. When UNLV is like, we're not even going to give you $40,000. So, you know, I just wonder why they gave him $3,000 for the summer. But, I mean, there's the other example of the former Houston quarterback, Derek King. I love the way he spelled it, D-apostrophe-E-R-I-Q. Derek King, who right when NIL came out, four games or three games in, he redshirted to keep his portal. Because he didn't get the money that he wanted. And look, Oklahoma State offensive lineman Jason Brooks, he just said, I'm going in the portal. Notre Dame coach Marcus Freeman said that Jaden Mickey, who had been the nickelback, says, I'm leaving, I'm going in the portal. So it's not as if players sitting out of NIL dispute is a step too far from what we've already seen. But yeah, you get one shot at a payday. That's what this guy's getting from Holy Cross. He thought he was getting $100,000. He thought, all right, well, it's $100,000 more than nothing. And you get there and they're like, we're not going to give you anything. And they go, how about 50? No. How about 40? No. All right, then I quit. And I think players are going to start paying attention to those first four games and looking at through the lens of now just a business decision, right? And underclassmen aren't allowed to transfer until the portal window opens in December. But if you're upperclassman, you can. And a lot of players face with a decision mid-season. I mean, you can't play for two teams in 1 year, so you do got to wait. But before Maryland's Mayo Bowl game appearance against North Carolina State 2 years ago, you might remember that Tagovailoa and a couple other players went to head coach Loxley and said they need $50K or they're not going to play in the game. And it's like, what? Give us $50,000 or we're not playing in the bowl game. So now, look, Sluka is a good quarterback, but this is a team that runs. So they could have a shot to continue on. But this is what we have in the NIL era, especially with assistant coach. You need $100,000? We got you. Really? Yeah, just come out. I mean, Jaden Rashada from the Bay Area promised $13 million at Florida. Then he went there and Florida said, what? Are you kidding? Right now, the average group of five quarterback gets $116,000 a year. That's like the quarterback for the Akron Zips. The average Power Four quarterback gets $819,000 a year. Think about that. Every Power Five quarterback is making just under $1 million a year. Whew. That is insane. But there's your why for Sluka, right? I mean, Ohio State spent $20 million on their roster in the offseason. Why? To beat Michigan. Does this sound like pro sports to you? It does, yes. It absolutely sounds like pro sports. We spent $20 million to fix our roster? That doesn't sound like college. Coming back with David Koechner.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Tommy!
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store? Right.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, ever whatever works. Thank you for that, Rick Tittle, with you, nationally syndicated and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our little blurb from Anchorman on the way in. And the man who played Champ Kind, Whammy, is with us right now. It's stand-up comedian and actor David Koechner, because he will be at Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo coming up. Hey, David, that's enemy territory up there in Buffalo. They're gonna say Mahomes, no one calls holding. You guys are, it's all a fix. Taylor Swift, are they gonna jump you up there?
Look, I understand this psychology of less than. I'm okay with it. We can make excuses all day long, but really, what it comes down to is whatever happens on the field. Josh Allen has a cannon. He's got an offensive coordinator. You're very, very dangerous. Some of the greatest NFL games of the past 4 years have been between these two teams. So we're blessed.
You know,
how is that for trying to be diplomatic?
You know, I was just thinking one time when I was interviewing Rob Riggle, I asked if they were ever thinking about doing a Leviticus movie, because it's a character he did a couple of times on Weekend Update. Did Lauren ever talk to you about maybe doing a T-Bone movie?
No, I was only there for a year.
But still, T-Bone, don't go chasing them waterfalls.
That... I know. I've written two T-Bone movies, and neither one got made. Now, I'm not done. I am going to write another one. And I'll just try to say this. I'm going to write this down right as we're saying it. All right, T-Bone's movie... First draft, end of November.
There it is.
I'm writing it down. When you write things down, it's powerful.
Yeah, or as they say now, you put it out into the universe.
Whatever you want to believe. I swear to gosh, I wrote down on my list of things to do, call my buddy Andy, and he called me. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Andy's brother.
Andy Samberg?
No, Andy Paley. You don't know him. Andy Paley is a longtime rock and roll god who's played with everybody from Brian Wilson to Lou Reed, and he's been a buddy of mine for years. He was in my old band, the Naked Trucker and T-Bone Show, and so there we've tied it all in. Nice job, Dave.
You know, it's interesting because I know Chris Porter. He comes in here a lot when he's in town, and you know he's a big Kansas City guy, and he hangs out with Kid Rock. You guys are all one big group out there, aren't you?
Well, I didn't know Kid Rock lived in L.A.
No, he's a Kansas City guy, I'm saying. Porter, he says he just always is hanging out. Yeah.
Oh, well, I've been a Chiefs fan since I was 10 years old, and yeah, it just so happens that there's this group of guys from Missouri or Kansas City and nearby. We all do a charity together. Myself, Rob Riggle, Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, Eric Stone Street, and Heidi Garner. You know, we've all been able to sustain these showbiz careers, and so we host this charity every year for Children's Mercy Hospital there in Kansas City, and we've raised $25 million over 15 years. It's pretty amazing. But the amazing thing, too, not only that, but just that all these people came from that area and have been able to have sustainable careers. Pretty remarkable.
No, that is really cool. I wanted to ask you, too, just as a sports fan, and I know that the Royals and the Tigers, it's getting down to the wire here, but as a fan of the Royals, and I, you know, grew up in Oakland as an A's fan, and, you know, all those years in the AL West with all those great rivalries and great teams, as I said, I know you're a Royal fan, but how much does it suck just as an American and a baseball fan to see that team pulled away by a greedy owner?
Well, you know, what are you going to do? I think we all have to. When the Colts left Baltimore, I think we all had to just go, okay, this isn't mine, it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's the point. And I don't know that it's greed, right? It might be practicality. If you owned a car, you don't want other people to tell you what to do with it.
Right, and that's the thing is you want owners who think of themselves as steward. It's like no one loves my, you know, there aren't millions of people that love my car and depend on it for their joy, right?
Well, all I can tell you is the Sherman family are as nice and gracious and kind as anyone I've ever met. I'm not kidding you. I love the Sherman family. I know that there's some politics going on, whatever, but they are absolutely darling, wonderful people. Now, if other things, you know, we don't know all the intricacies of the business that's going on, correct? So I'm not going to blame that guy. All I know is I was able to meet him more than once. He's a wonderful human being. I remember I went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago at Miami when the first time the Chiefs beat San Francisco, and me and my brother are hanging out in not a cafeteria but a food court area. He comes up to my table and says, "Hey, how you doing?" He goes, "Well, come by the suite later." I mean, that's a good human being.
Yeah. No, listen, I wish I had an owner like that. And the other thing is, one time, I'll tell you a story. My mom and dad were in Kansas City, and they were in line for this famous steakhouse. And my dad said, "I think Lamar Hunt is in line in front of me." So he said, "I hate to bother you, but are you Lamar Hunt?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And he's like, "What are you doing waiting in line?" And Lamar Hunt said, "I'm no better than anybody else."
There you go. That's a good family, too. I'll tell you another quick one. I'm more than once I've been able to beat the drum, which is a big deal at the Chiefs game, right? Before the game, you beat the drum. It's a huge, about 10-foot circumference drum. And I was there with my kids, and I was so happy because my kids were going to get to see their dad do this. And I noticed we had been ill-equipped for the weather, so we went to the store right there in the stadium and got a bunch of stuff. And ahead of us was Tavia Hunt, who's the wife of Mr. Hunt, and she bought all our stuff.
Hmm.
I mean, they're just, you know, call it Midwest, call it what you want, good people.
Have you ever been to Clark Hunt's suite at Arrowhead? It looks like a medieval town.
Yes, sir, I have, more than once.
Well, let me ask you this, because we know about the greats, and I was lucky enough.
Just on that.
Yeah.
One time I was there by myself, just watching the game, and I'd been invited to the thing. I forget what event I was doing in Kansas City. Tavia comes down and gives me a blanket.
Wow.
Because I was out in the weather part of the suite. I mean, they're just, you can't say anything bad about these people. I mean, you can, but I mean, at the end of the day, they're authentic. You know?
Yeah.
That's the difference. It's not a put on. That's authentic. Just really sweet people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yes, go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, I mean, obviously Mahomes is the greatest ever. And before that, I guess Lenny Dawson, who I had a chance to meet. And you know, I grew up watching Inside the NFL with him and Nick Bonacani. But I'll ask you this. Let's say you're walking down the street in Kansas City. On one side of the street is Jamaal Charles. On the other side of the street is the Nigerian nightmare, Christian Okoye. Who are you going to?
Well, can I say I've already met Jamaal Charles? So.
That answers that. All right, well, let's say Larry Johnson and his holdout.
Well, that was, you know, that was tough. You know what's weird? How weird is it the Chiefs keep getting these premium running backs out of nowhere that no one's heard of, and then they come up and you're like, they're amazing. Like, look at Pacheco.
Yeah.
Seventh rounder out of Rutgers? What?
Well, I mean,
there's no question. We miss him bad. But, you know, Kareem has been signed.
Yeah, they brought him back. That's Andy Reid in action right there.
Right about, how about it? And then this new kid, Steele, man, we're very fortunate. We're very fortunate. It's great to be a Chiefs fan right now.
Hey, you guys went through, I mean, not to be morbid, but you went through some bad times. A guy kills himself in the parking lot. I mean, yes. It couldn't have been worse there for a while.
Yeah, that was the 2-15 year? Or did we have 17 games that year? I forget.
16.
Was it 2-16? Yeah, that was a rough year. And you know what? It bugged me. I don't care how bad a season you're having. Don't boo.
By the way, years ago, I had I always thought Carl Peterson seemed like a sassy ass. I had him on my show. Sassy ass.
Well, you call him like you see him.
I just think some people just come in hot. You know, it's like just relax.
Yeah. Well, I understand. Some of us are impulsive. I get that because I certainly am.
Yeah.
You know, it's I keep reminding my son, who's now 18, like, don't interrupt people, because he and I are the same. We interrupt people because we're excited about the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other person heard was, this guy interrupted me, and now I'm, you know, I have a little resentment. It's tough.
All right, what are people going to see at Helium Buffalo this weekend, David?
Well, we've got a couple of offerings. So we've got stand-up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Also, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 is the Office Trivia, hosted by the real Todd Packer.
Wow.
I call it the greatest trivia show in the country. It is three rounds of trivia. It begins with Todd Packer coming out, doing a ton of Packerisms. We have interaction with the audience throughout the entire show. There's three rounds of trivia. Then there's a Q&A. While the Q&A is going on, the two top teams go backstage and get coached to do a scene with the real Todd Packer.
Wow.
And they come out and do a scene with Todd Packer on stage. Then the audience determines the winner. And then that's the only show I do a meet and greet at. So I tell stories about my time in the office. We do what I call side trivia about Todd Packer. You know, like, what's Todd Packer's favorite candy bar? What's his dream job? Stuff like that. And so that's a lot of fun for the audience, you know, because I tell them I do a deep dive when it comes to character analysis.
About a minute, because that was the Chris Finch or Finchy character in the original
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Well done, sir. Well done. Yes.
Yeah, but they let him. I mean, he's just horrible. But you made him your own. But they try to. How Finchy do they want it to be?
They never brought it up.
Wow. Very cool.
It was never mentioned. Yeah, I know, right?
Well, heliumcomedyclub.com. Get your tickets. David Koechner. David, always good having you on, man. Let's do it again soon, man. Have a great weekend up there.
Love it. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Anything else?
Yeah, it smells like pee right here where we're standing.
That's what I had been saying. What had happened was Rick Tittle was just trying to keep it real and stay sucker-free.
All right, thank you for that. I think it's time for a little trivia with Dominic Jimenez on the other side of the glass. Dom, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I got everyone on this list except one. Aaron Judge hit another home run yesterday. He has 56 on the season. Since the turn of this millennium, seven players have hit more than 56 home runs in a season. Can you name them?
Okay, and you said seven?
Yes.
All right, the easy one, Barry Bonds.
Yes.
And the number is 56, correct? More than 56?
You have to have at least 57, yeah.
Okay. Giancarlo Stanton.
Right.
Sosa and Maguire? Did either of them do it?
Sosa, but not Maguire.
Okay. Albert Pujols?
No, good guess.
Okay, A-Rod?
Yes. You've got two left.
Okay, two more. Who else has done it? Brady Anderson was the 90s. Hideki Matsui?
No.
Okay. I know I'm missing somebody. There's
one big-time slugger, and then there's one guy that you would say, what?
Okay, Adam Dunn?
No, not bad.
Okay. Oh, Miguel Cabrera never hit that many. David Ortiz?
No, not okay. Bad. Fenway.
Manny?
No.
All right.
Do you want a hint?
Sure.
Phillies.
Oh, Jim Thome.
No.
Ryan Howard.
Yes. Now, this last one you're just not going to get.
Give me the team, and I'll see if I can get it.
Diamondbacks.
Oh, Luis Gonzalez.
Yes.
Dang, I forgot he had a PED year where he hit a bunch of home runs.
He hit 57 home runs. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right. John Baker told me one time that Luis Gonzalez is the nicest person on the face of the earth, and every single person he meets, he'll say, how's your mother, Martha? How's your dog, Skippy? how's your sister, Luann? Like, he remembers everything. He says he's the most charming person on the face of the earth. So whenever I hear Luis Gonzalez, all I think about is he's the most charming person on the face of the earth. And he also won a World Series with a walk-off off Mariano Rivera. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.